streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Over 25 years ago, on September 29th, 1998, we watched a brainy girl with curly hair drop everything to follow a guy she only kind of knew all the way to college. And so began Felicity. My name is Juliette Littman, and I'm a Felicity superfan. Join me, Amanda Foreman, who you may know better as Megan, the roommate, and Greg Grunberg, who you may also know as Sean Blunberg, as the three of us revisit our favorite moments from the show and talk to the people who helped shape it. Listen to Dear Felicity, presented by Walmart, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is episode 164 of Congratulations. What's up, my babies? It's Crystalia, and we're self-quarantining in this episode. I got a mask on. If it sounds a little weirder, you'll see in the YouTube video. And so it's fucking on, dude. We're not stopping. We are not stopping. I look like Bane. Anyway, canceling a bunch of my shows. It's all good. Rescheduling. So West Palm Beach will be rescheduled. They'll all be rescheduled, dude. I'm really sorry about this, but we got to stay safe. And we got to keep it indoors, man. And that's what's up. It's not a hoax. It's real. Man, this thing rips kind of. Because it feels like it's working. Anyway,
I'm not going to do the whole episode like this, obviously, because of how you can't hear me. So it's off now. I'm going in. I'm right into the fucking flames of the flames of the fire. I'm taking it off. Fuck it. We're doing it live. You know what I found out? But yeah, so we're rescheduling all. Look, here's the deal. We're rescheduling all of the things. We can't go to West Palm Beach because that would be very irresponsible. The shows are so big. You know, we're not talking about Brian Callen going and fucking doing a show for, you know, a few people in a rinky-dink place. We're talking about big shows. Your boy plays big shows. Your boy plays shows that Brian Callen goes to. Do you understand? This isn't a Brian Callen show. This is a show Brian Callen goes to. So we got to reschedule. To keep people safe, to keep the elderly safe. And a lot of you guys are passing it along. You don't even know it yet. I might have it. I don't think I have it, but I might have it. You know what? I don't even not think I have it. Do you know why? Because I heard that fucking Idris Elba got it. So that means that sexy guys can get it. So it's like, I thought maybe I was immune. Because I'm tall, dude. I'm a tall drink of water. You know Idris Elba got it from all of his DJ sets that he's been doing too. Because he's been doing too many DJ sets. But that sucks, man. Word up to Idris Elba. Gave a great message out on Twitter. Was very positive about it. No pun intended. But and then Tom Hanks, too, man. Two of Tom Hanks, America's sweetheart, and Idris Elba. Man, that's rough. I love Idris Elba, and I love Tom Hanks. But, you know, when Tom Hanks got it, I was like, okay, he's more of an everyman. But when Idris Elba got it, I'm like, oh, great. Sexy guys can get it. I'm fucked. Coronavirus doesn't, they don't give a fuck if you make panties wet. Oh, shit, dude. They don't care how many towels you have to pass out. Ah, for fuck's sake, dude. Oh, great. So now I got to just chill indoors. I'm indoors, dude. And I'm keeping it cool. And every 5 seconds, I feel. Even dude, the crazy thing is, I've been leaving it on CNN and also Fox News. I flip back and forth because, baby, I'm not. You know what I mean? I like to get the whole picture. I like take some CNN, I take some Fox News, I put it together, and I deduce what I deduce because I'm a real person, okay? And then when I do that, there's so much going on about the coronavirus that then I start thinking, oh, I have a cough. Even though I don't have a cough and I haven't coughed, I think, oh, I have a cough. So that just proves to you how fucking crazy I am and how the media can get to you. So thanks a lot, media. But yeah, I love how people still think, ah, not a big deal. Don't worry about it. I'm not showing symptoms. Like it's not a fucking problem. You can get it, and then, dude, it's like anything else. You get it, and then in 4 days you get sick. That's how the flu is. If you shake someone's hands with the flu, you don't go, oh, I have a fever immediately, dude. You go home, you chill a little bit, you watch some Netflix, you wake up the next morning, all things are good, you go get a Starbucks, and you spread it a little bit, and then you come back home, and then later on that night, you feel a little fucking fatigue, but you're like, maybe it'll pass, I'm gonna get some sleep, and then the next day you wake up, and it fucking sucks, babies. But life still rips, man. You have to keep that in the back of your head. Okay? Because I can't handle another fucking famous actor getting this coronavirus, man. I thought maybe it would be cool if I was the first one, because then I would get more press. But I'm not. It's fine. Tom Hanks, Idris Elba, they got it. And maybe I could be third. But yeah, we're coming at you responsibly, man. With the mask on. But I love how just some people, how they think it's a hoax and shit is just out of control. Some people think, here, where's the thing? This idiot, Jana Abraham, of course that's her name, whitest name of all time, Jana Abraham. And downtown Nashville is undefeated. And then, first of all, this music. You know what I mean? I don't give a fuck what goes on down by the river. Down by the river in the fucking raven. Creeks in the preakins in the vreenins. Dude, I don't give a fuck. Take off your goddamn cowboy hat, go home. Take off your cowboy hat, put on a fucking face mask and goggles, go home. Nashville's undefeated. Got news for you, Jenna. In 2 weeks, Nashville, going to be defeated. Because this is the coronavirus. This isn't a fucking baseball team. Just be responsible, dude. Oh, I love the people. Look, Janet left that shit up, too. She didn't give a fuck. Heck of a job, Tennessee, somebody writes. It's not Tennessee. I love Tennessee. You know, Tennessee's cool. But it's just fucking... Current crowds at the Magic Kingdom for tonight's showing of Happily Ever After last night, Disney World. I mean, so many people. They say you're supposed to hold your breath for 10 seconds and you go. And if you cough, you're fucked. I didn't cough. Fucking yes! Oh, fuck yeah, dude. I'm good. So I'm good. I don't have it. I'll try again in, you know, a little bit. But one fire is doing it. If he coughs, he's out. Go. Leave. See, that's the thing. Now I feel like I think I have to cough and then I... but I don't, dude. It's my OCD. Yes! So anyway. Idris Elba got it. Tom Hanks got it. It's just brutal, dude. Well, get better quick, Tom Hanks and Idris Elba. I love you guys. I think you're awesome. And I really hope that you guys, well, you'll make it through because you're going to have the best medical. Although the guy, well, I don't want to, I don't, you know what? I'm not going to get into it. The guy who was the head of the fucking thing in Italy, he died, but all good. No, I mean, he obviously got the fucking best medical attention and he died, but it's all good. You know, I feel bad. He was only 50 something, but it's all good. But so anyway, we are fucking self-quarantining my babies. We're doing it, man. And you got it too. Cause life's ripping and you got to keep making sure life rips. So stay indoors for 2 weeks. If we stayed indoors for 2 weeks and then we got out of doors, it would be fucking fine. But you guys are going to be you're going to be bored, dude. I've been quarantined for fucking 2 days, and I'm bored as shit. I watched a documentary on Wells Fargo last night. I mean, hey, listen to me, dude. Look at me in the fucking YouTube shits. And if you're listening to it, I want you to fucking take your fingers and push on your headset or whatever the hell you got. You got those shit-ass AirPods that come out all the time when you jump. Because I jump a lot because I do lots of cardio. But I want you to listen to me, dude. I've been self-quarantining quarantining, fuck that. You know what, dude? I've been staying indoors. Fuck that word, okay? But I'm telling you right now, look at me in the YouTube shits. Make eye contact with me. I'm so bored. I watched a documentary on Wells Fargo last night, okay? So this is what I'm doing for the conch, all right? This is what I'm doing for the country. So if I'm sitting at home watching a Wells Fargo documentary, you guys can do it too. Or at least sit at home and like play Jenga with people. But people who are in your circle, you know? Maybe Jenga is not the best because you got to touch everything, but you know what I mean. It's a self-quarantine special from fucking congratulations, Log Cabin. I'm glad they canceled Coachella, even though that's the place they should have kept open because those people deserve to all get it. Anyway, it's all good. You should definitely fucking not go to Coachella because you don't want to get the coronavirus. But if you did, wouldn't really be the end of the world because those are the people that should get it anyway. And specifically the people in Stagecoach also don't cancel that. So anyway, or anywhere they fucking play this song. Fuck this. I'm going to the strip club after this and getting it. I don't give a shit. Give me a lap dance. Let me cough, baby. Give me a lap dance and watch me cough in 2 weeks. Dude. Hey, baby, here's $20. Show me your tits. Fuck yeah, dude. We did not stop. We make sure people get content no matter what. I will reschedule the shows, but we make sure that we make fucking content for people. I might go out and get a fucking book deal for y'all because I need to keep making this money and bags need to keep coming in. I'll fucking write a book. You think I won't write a book? I'll write a fucking book. Anyway, I'm slowly losing my mind. It's been one day. Next week, I'll be quarantined for 1 week, and the next week, I'll be quarantined for 2 weeks. Oh my God, for real. I will be nuts. Anyway, dude, what was I trying to say about the fucking... Italy's been killing it, though. You can't make... Here's the thing about Italians. They're so emotional that they're either going to turn it into the worst thing or the best thing. And they figured out how to turn it into the best thing. I mean, dude, Italy... There's videos of out there where people are just singing from rooftops and just... And, like, from their apartments are all opened up facing each other. And they're just like... And people are just like... There's guys out there for real with trumpets and harps. You know? And some guys is... That's the most Italian thing, to take a fucking tragedy and turn it into the most beautiful shit. Everybody in Italy fucking shed one tear when they found out the coronavirus was there. And then they go like this. Get my trumpet. At least we can sing. That is the most Italian thing you can possibly say. At least it cannot stop me from singing. Open the window. That's what happened. When Italy found out that they were going to get the coronavirus, they go like this. They shed one tear, and then they go like this. Open the window. And that's the most Italian thing of all time. And now let me tell you why. Because you let the emotion hit you. You let it sink in. You let that one tear shed out. And then you make it from the most emotional sad thing, and you turn it to the most emotional beautiful thing, thinking, at least I can still sing. And you say, open at the window. And now let me tell you why it's even more Italian. Because the man is saying that to the woman, and he wants the woman to open the window for him. That's why. Because he's like, you do it. Do things for me so I can give people my gift. Hello, lesser than, open at the window. And then she opens it, yes, and she opens it, and he just steps outside. And Then some guy goes like this, what is that? Downstairs. What is that? And then she says, they're singing. And then he says, why? And then she says, apparently the coronavirus has come to Italy. And he sheds one tear from the other eye to make it even. And then he says, open at the window. And then he steps out. Morivo, morivo, rivondori. You know that song? That they always play during some sad shit or if someone gets married. Nordivo, rivondori. Morivo, rivondo. What's that one? That's the cat song, dude. But they're singing it in Italian. And then, dude. And then one guy says, what is that from across the way? And she says, they're singing. And he says, why? And she says, because apparently the coronavirus is in Italy now. And then he lets two tears down from both eyes because he realizes two people are singing and they both know and it's even more tragic. And then he goes like this. Open at the window. And she said, and she just walks over, slides open the door, and he walks out. Get my trumpet. And then it's beautiful. And then they figured out all the shit, man. They figured out after that, they figured out the fucking, there was a workout class. Some guy was standing on a lower building from the inside of, surrounded by a bunch of other buildings. And he was doing workout classes, and everyone was joining him from their fucking patio. Italian. What's the song they always sing? Not the cat song. I sang the cat song, but let me get the video on YouTube. Italy, singing coronavirus. Here we go. This is the song they sing always. First of all, it's so late at night. How annoyed would I be? It's kind of a beautiful thing, though. So, tone deaf. Just so fucking blitzed drunk. Ate so much pasta and just... ruined it. There's gonna be one guy that fucking ruins it, you know, just some fucking skinny string bean guy too, that everyone's like, god damn, that guy's so annoying, but for some reason he can fight. And it just, how come every foreign country has a song with ole in it? I swear to god, every fucking foreign country, that guy would be, I would be living next to that guy and I would be like, this motherfucker, dude, how Italian is it to sing on fucking patios to each other when some fucking emotional shit goes down? And I would be the... Here's me, dude. Now I'm young as fuck, but I act like an old guy sometimes. I'd be like, they're fucking singing. I turn over to my girl. They're fucking singing, and it's so annoying, dude. And we got a quarantine, and now I can't get sleep? And she'd be like, it's a beautiful thing. And I'd be like, god damn it, open the window. So fucking... Oh, wow. That's that girl that talks shit and gets you in a fight at a bar. Well, that's why he's a fat fucking rotund asshole. And you're like, baby, can you? And he's like, what is she saying? Nothing, baby. She had a few drinks. No, fuck that. My boy, he going to beat you up. Baby, please. And then you're in a fight. That's that girl. Ele, ole, ole, ole. Same note four times. Not even fucking trying. Bro. This coronavirus really, really is firing on all cylinders. They were saying that it's not in a virus's best interest to be killing people quickly, that it's going to take them a long time to, like, it stays in you for a while and then kills you, because they want you to go out and to transmit it to other people, and its whole goal is to spread. And that is the scariest thing that I've ever heard. All good. So viruses try to just lay in. This is a virus right here. This is a virus. Just chilling. And then before you know it, it's fucking too late. And you're fucking sitting on the patio just, ole, 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 ole. In the meantime, she has it probably. And she's giving it to other people in the fucking apartment complex. But it's, you know, the world's gone mad. But Italians figured that, man, shout out to the Italians. I'm really, that sucks, man. They're going through a hard time, though, for real. I know this is a silly goose time on this podcast, but they're going through a hard time. I know no dents, and this is a silly goose time and everything, but, you know. I'm going to do some fucking ads here, and then I'm going to go back to talking about the coronavirus, because this is the coronavirus special.
Over 25 years ago, on September 29th, 1998, we watched a brainy girl with curly hair drop everything to follow a guy she only kind of knew all the way to college. And so began Felicity. My name is Juliette Littman, and I'm a Felicity superfan. Join me, Amanda Foreman, who you may know better as Megan, the roommate, and Greg Grunberg, who you may also know as Sean Blumberg, as the three of us revisit our favorite moments from the show and talk to the people who helped shape it. Listen to Dear Felicity, presented by Walmart on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
So yeah, we found out that there's a lot of, what do you call it? Shows getting canceled. I was supposed to do Lights Out with David Spade and, they canceled it. So sorry about that. And, what do you call it? The live show on Netflix, that sold out in 1 hour. Sorry, babies. We'll reschedule. But that goes to show when it does get rescheduled, you're going to want to get your tickets even quicker. That goes to show. You see how fast these babies come? They come full force. I get all sorts of tweets. Oh, but it sold out. And that was 6 days after it was on sale. Hey, what the fuck do you think of the log cabin? Bro, you think we're not building it and coming and it's happening one day? By the way, log cabin will be quarantined. So if we do build it, you guys will keep, you know, we got to do a testing. And then honestly, if not, if you're sick, you can hang out in the tall grass for a little bit and we'll fire out some almonds to you or whatever. or you could just sing to us from, ole, 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 and we'll just be fucking throwing almonds at your goddamn faces. You fucking sick fucks. Anyway, dude, this podcast rips, life rips, and that's it. And some fucking coronavirus ain't going to make life. You know what coronavirus is going to do? Oh, you think, hey, coronavirus, dude, you think you're going to keep life from ripping? Hey, dude, life rips because of you. You fucking little fucking small microbiotic fucking, I don't know. I'm not a scientist, but you bitch ass motherfuckers. Life rips, bitch. And you know, life rips, people are like, oh, life rips in spite of the coronavirus? Nah, 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 nah. Life rips because of the coronavirus, dude. I did it. I figured it out. Anyway. I don't know what timestamp that was, but that'd be a good video for Instagram. So it is what it is, man. And we're killing it. And people in Canada are selling toilet paper for four times the price. Let me talk about this goddamn toilet. If you just chilled and went to the supermarket like you usually do, everything would be fine all the time. However, cucks get scared and need to wipe their ass. That's like a Mobb Deep song. Cucks get scared, need to wipe their ass. Just chill, and it'll all be fine. Also, how much do you need to wipe your fucking ass? You're going to be indoors for 14 days. How much do you need to wipe your fucking ass? How much do you shit? You're not eating as much because rationing. So how much do you shit, cucks? Oh, dude, anyone hoarding the toilet paper and selling it for any fucking price higher than what it, if you're price gouging, here's what you deserve. I'm going to show up at your house and shit on you, dude. I shit on you. You know that song, dude? Fuck your house, fuck your car, fuck you too. I'll shit on you. Why are they whispering? It's a song. Everyone hears it. But dude, if you deserve for people to show up, no, you don't even deserve for people to show up at your house and get shit on. You deserve for everybody to shit in a fucking truck. One of those ones when it backs up, it goes, oop, oop, oop. And then it fucking slowly, so you know what's happening. And then the fucking back opens up and it dumps, not on your front lawn, all the way up to your front door. If you're price gouging for toilet paper, you deserve quite earnestly to be shit on, dude. And I'm serious. This is not a joke. I know this is a silly goose time, but dude, this is the silliest goose time of them all. You deserve to be shit on, man. And I hope someone does. Let's get that song. Do you know that song? I'm Gen Z. Starts out immediately. Yeah, dirty version. One fire becomes one higher. Because it goes out on you.
I shit on you.
Bro, this is the...
I shit on you.
Look at the fucking lyrics. This is a lyric YouTube. I'll shit on you, da-da-da-da. I'll shit on you, da-da-da-da. I'll shit on you, da-da-da. I'll shit on you, I will shit on you. I'll shit on you, girl, you know. Nice they made it fucking sensual. I'll shit on you, bitch or men. This is sexist to say men, but then also bitch. I will shit on you. I will shit on you. A boy band gone wrong. A boy band gone wrong. I want to see the part where he says bitch or man. That's...
I'll sit on you.
So gay when it goes...
Da-da.
That's my friend, so it's good.
I'll sit on you. Girl, you know
I'll sit on romantic. Bitch or man, I'll shit on you. Fuck your house, fuck your jewelry, and fuck your watch. He'll shit on it all. Fuck your wife, fuck your kids, fuck your family. Just would so get arrested immediately. Anyway, that's what you deserve, dude. If you're hoarding, if you're price gouging for toilet paper.
I'll shit on you.
Bizarre. Anyway. I'm an alcoholic with a fucking toilet, okay? Say other things. Yeah. That's just such... I can't believe... And then there's people who bought toilet paper and disinfectant wipes and fucking just handed them out to the elderly. So nice, you know? I think Canadians did that, too. Canadians are so nice. But this fucking thing about... What that I put on, well, let me talk a little bit more about actually Twitter. I hope, how much is Jean-Claude Van Damme going to get fucking coronavirus? For real. That's so who would get it.
Son of a bitch, I got coronavirus. I want to let you know, I have no symptoms so far. And I'm still training for God knows what, but I am still practicing the splits for no reason and going on talk shows that nobody has ever known existed and doing jump kicks. And everything is totally fine.
Every like 4 months, I'll get a thing on YouTube that's like Jean-Claude Van Damme fucking kicks a cigar out of a guy's mouth, and it's like some talk show that I've never seen, and I didn't know it existed. There's one thing that he posted on Instagram. Oh my God, this made me laugh, dude. Jean-Claude, I'll never know how to spell it. Jean-Claude Van Damme. Let me get it. And he's dancing, and he's dancing so sexy to a crowd. I played this for you. Did you get this? And he's dancing, and there's not enough clapping for him to continue dancing, and he still dances, dude. And it's so amazing. Here it is. It's on his Instagram. This is how much this is. He's dancing like so sexy at a place with a crowd. Not enough people, dude. There's 25 people there. That's like a Brian Callen show.
So I have been self-quarantining myself. I am trying to keep away from people, except for every now and then I get a girl come in and my wife watches her suck my cock.
You know, Jean-Claude, there is no way in hell Jean-Claude Van Damme doesn't do like that shit where he's like,
sit down, wife, sit down, watch her suck my cock.
And he doesn't like it messy either. He's like,
I don't like with all the spit. Make it cleaner.
And he does it on a split. He does one foot on the fucking kitchen island and one foot on the kitchen sink. And then she sucks him that way, standing up. Wow. That's the stuff I think about, by the way. And it's going to get so fucking more and more convoluted with this quarantining shit as it moves on.
I'm going to come on that son of a bitch so hard. I'm going to come in that ochre's mouth so hard the next.
What do you call him? John?
I'm going to come in that ochre's mouth so hard that the next John is going to feel it. That the next client is going to feel it. My wife is going to watch me come in that. My wife is going to watch me come in that ochre's mouth so hard that the next trick is going to feel it. Now, who's coming with me and who's going home?
Oh, man. I fucking love Jean-Claude Van Damme. Only wears a blazer, too, the whole time when he's busting. Nothing is funnier than thinking about Jean-Claude Van Damme only wearing a blazer while fucking. All good. Figured out what's the funniest thing in the world. You guys can go home now. Dude. But I make fun of, like, oh, dude, Biden. This is what I think about. I think that the thing about Bernie and Biden doing the crowd with no crowd, doing the debates with no crowd, is bad for Biden. Because Biden, when people clap at what he says, he resets and starts realizing what he's going to say next. And when that motherfucker's off the cuff, he just starts talking about whatever. Somebody said, hey, what's up with the coronavirus? And he said in the camera, he's like, well, I'm just, you know, it's a shame that Sanders is siding with Trump, and walked into a car. Guys, you know, I don't know, man. This is what I love, too. I'll make fun of whoever, any candidate. I don't give a fuck. And, like, you have to make fun of all of them, right? You can't just make fun of some of them because that's not cool. And I made fun of Trump because he did this thing. Oh, I said it's really funny. It would be so hilarious if Trump got the coronavirus. And, of course, it would be funny because he said it was a hoax 5 days ago. And he's like, I don't feel any symptoms. Wrong. I don't feel any symptoms. It's fine. I don't have it. I don't need to get tested. So it would be funny if he got the coronavirus. Now, obviously, I'm being silly. Obviously, I don't want people to get the coronavirus, you know? So some fucking cuck was like, what'd he say? Let me just go to the tweets. Oh, here we go. It would be so fucking hilarious if Trump got the coronavirus, like, so funny. And some guy writes, why would it be funny? Explain. And I wrote, because he kept saying how he didn't need to get tested. He was so cocksure. So it would be funny if he actually had it. Weird I had to explain that, but here we are. And then the cuck wrote, but I'm still just trying to understand why it would be funny if your present contrast is a serious illness. So I said to the cuck, I was being silly, but you knew that, and you still asked me why it was funny. I explained, knowing you know. Now you're asking again, pretending I meant what I said seriously when you know I'm a comedian. You're probably not stupid, so how come you're acting that way? So the cuck said, first of all, I have no idea who you are. Now, fine, I'll buy that for the argument, but your boy, he's coming up. Also, you checked the profile by now, cuckhead. Also, even if you didn't know I was a comedian, you could assume that I'm not a sociopath with 1 million followers and just hoping the president of the United States gets a deathly disease because he's 70, whatever. And he says, first of all, I have no idea who you are. I just saw that your tweet was retweeted by a friend of mine. Cool. Second, don't hide behind the label of comedian. That's so weak. That's one of my favorite things. Well, you're hiding behind the label of... No, bro. I'll get to it. That's so weak, he says. Standing on stage with a mic and pandering for clapter doesn't make you a comedian. You have to actually be funny. Okay? So, clapter is fucking... Get rid of that, obviously, because I can't see the thing below it on fire. So clapter is when you just say stuff so people will clap, which I don't fucking do, obviously. If you've ever been to my fucking shows, any of my shows, I'm not trying to get clapter when I'm talking about Cubans asking for directions. You idiot. So I wrote, if you don't know who... Now, I'm just breaking it down. Now, just simply breaking it down. If you don't know who I am, then how on earth do you know what I do on stage? Now, let me just... Now, here we go. I got to fucking get this going. Here we go. If you don't know who I am, then how on earth do you know what I do on stage? I'm not hiding behind any label. I'm literally a comedian. Just because you don't think what I said is funny doesn't mean it's not. Let's ask random people who has a better sense of humor, me or you. I said to the cuck. And then he says, this is my favorite, and I can't even respond to it because it's awesome. Trust me, dude, I'm way funnier than you. Anyone who says, trust me, dude, is a fucking, like, it's just, well, you know. But you don't let that, but he says, but don't let that offend you. And then he follows it up with, I'm extremely funny. Also, liberals are categorically insufferable now, yet painfully unaware of this. So you've also got that working against you. Perhaps you'll all be able to create quality material again in 2024. Okay, so look, dude. First of all, you don't know who I am. You've said that. How do you know I'm a liberal? How do you know how far left I am? Because I'm not far left. And I agree that a lot of far left liberals are extremely fucking insufferable. Also, most of the most successful, now this is just a fact, most of the most successful comedians are liberal. So, huh? So I just retweeted and did the laughing, crying emoji face because obviously the guy fucking lost his own argument with just saying all that shit. But you can't keep arguing with a fucking dumb motherfucker. And then I fucking went on his page and looked and he had like this fucking video of him sucking up to Trump. Like he's like, I finally met Trump. And like was such a fucking like fanboy. Imagine being a fanboy to a 74-year-old. You know? I fucking love this world. Like, people like that get to exist and have a platform. It's so awesome. So I retweeted it. I'm sure his mentions were busy for a while. And then he said something like, oh, dude, I've pissed off so many liberals. That's the other thing, too. I wasn't making any blanket statements. You can't just say, oh, fuck all liberals. like, just like I'm not saying fuck all, you know, conservatives, because I don't think that, man. And I'm out of this fucking liberal conservative bullshit. I'm out of it, dude. I'm out. You've all fucked it up. I'm out. I'm fucking Ralph Nader in this bitch, dude. I'm out. Color me green, bro. I'm out, man. I'm not in this motherfucker. I'm not one way or the other. Fuck y'all, dude. I'm not crying and I'm not saying, well, actually, I'm not doing that shit. I'm out, bro. So you're not going to label me one way or another. I'll fucking sit here and I'll eat goddamn almonds on this fucking podcast. And they're unsalted, dude. Have you ever eaten a fucking unsalted almond, dude? Tastes like a goddamn computer. So gross, man. Almonds, get it fucking together, man. Like, what the fuck? Almonds, fucking, what's that fucking watercress? What's that bullshit? What are those fucking things? I don't give a shit. Almonds suck, dude. It's not even they suck. They're nothing. At least tastes bad, dude. Water chestnuts, dude. Are you kidding me? Water chestnuts? First of all, water's in it, so you know it's bad. If I'm on water, glug, glug, bitch. I'm going to eat water chestnuts? Dude, those suck. Anybody who tells you that a water chestnut is good can get in a fucking car and drive to the middle of the desert. I swear to God. Imagine going to the grocery store and getting a fucking water. Actually, these ain't bad. The thing about almonds is, the more you eat of them, the better they are. But who wants to eat fucking 70 almonds? And you also, if you eat one almond, it's like being in the desert for 2 days. You need water. So I stacked up and got some fucking almonds because I thought maybe the world was ending. So at least I'll have some fucking, you know, some healthy snacks. But also, how much water do I have? I need to fill my goddamn... I'm going to start drinking out the toilet bowls. Anyway, let's do these second ads. I love this podcast. I love doing this podcast, and that's it. I will stop doing it if the numbers don't start. Just keep growing, though. I will stop. So tell a friend. Dude, this is the thing, man. This is the time to do it. We're all stuck. I'm stuck. Share this motherfucker to somebody who... I mean, I'm so dry after these goddamn almonds, man. Water chestnuts suck, dude. So,
ask your doctor about AirSupra, albuterol budesonide. Eligible patients can pay as little as $0 per inhaler, subject to eligibility rules and maximum savings limits. Restrictions may apply. Visit airsuprasavings.com to learn more.
Looking to invest? Start your journey by exploring exchange-traded funds with GlobalX ETFs. Exchange-traded funds, or ETFs for short, create baskets of stocks, bonds, and other assets that you can buy in a single trade. GlobalX specializes in ETFs that track emerging trends, like the rise of artificial intelligence, as well as strategies aimed to generate income potential. Visit GlobalXETFs.com to discover how you can get started.
I just love how Biden was like, this is the shit that just... My running mate will be a woman, he tweets. And I hate that he did that. Because here's the thing, man. Who cares what you are? That's the thing. The guy right under it wrote, Democrats, see, this, I don't like when they blanket them in like Democrats only care about, stop doing it like this. Just say he. I hate that shit, man. But this is what he writes. He, Democrats only care about what you are, not who you are. Why does this guy... Joey Saldino, I don't know who he is. I'm assuming he's a big Republican. But why doesn't he realize that that's just going to mobilize? This is what he... Now, I don't want anybody mobilizing like motherfuckers, but he doesn't realize that that's going to make Democrats be like, fuck you. He'd have more people on his side if he was just like, oh, Biden only cares about what you are, not who you are. So... My running mate will be a woman. Just find out who it is and then tell us, you know? So, I mean, it's so ridiculous to tell. I wrote, tell us more about her. Will she be tall, short, brunette, blonde? Like, you're trying to be not sexist. You're sounding sexist. Also, you sniff kids. I don't know. Trump is just ridiculous. This motherfucking David Brent-ass motherfucker. He did this thing. I tweeted it. It definitely got a lot
of shit. I can't even believe it.
So cock. Dude, you got to go on Twitter or Instagram and look at it. He fucking goes like this. Yeah, they came out with fake news and they found it out. But here it is. I said Google was a part of it. They said it wasn't, but they are. I got proof right here. And then just goes poink and flicks it away, dude, like it's a booger. And you're driving on the freeway. Dude, the guy is such an asshole. Unbelievable, dude. How the president just goes, Kobe, and tosses it out. Man, remember when Kobe dying was the worst thing? Wow, that was like a month ago, and now every... Jesus Christ. So insane. I think that's so funny that he did that. God, the guy's such a fucking asshole. What? And if I... They're all assholes, dude. Also, how fucking big, for real, I don't care who you are, how big does your ego have to be if you legitimately are running for president? You have to think you know how to fix the country, which is wrong because nobody knows, dude. And probably the people who do know are smart enough to realize they think they don't know. Anyway, dude, everybody's fucked. Trust me, dude, I'm way funnier than you. When he said, trust me, dude, I'm way funnier than you. Remember when the late lady Emily Lakdawala, that white chick, wrote, so I carefully did not buy Black Panther tickets for opening weekend because I did not want to be the white person sucking black joy out of the theater. What's the appropriate date for me to buy tickets? Is next weekend okay? And it was real. That was an underwater dude. So I carefully did not buy Black Panther tickets for opening. By the way, carefully, you just do or don't. So I carefully did not buy motherfucker, dude. I'm a human. I can do it. So I carefully did not buy Black Panther tickets for opening weekend. Because I did not want to be the white person sucking black joy out of the theater. What's the appropriate date for me to buy tickets? Is next weekend okay? And I'm just like, That's a fucking underwater I mean, come on, dude. The most racist by trying to be the least racist. You literally failed at what you were trying to do so specifically. Imagine being that much of a failure. That's like being like, let's play baseball, stepping out onto the fucking baseball diamond and shitting your pants. And then crying and then being like, this is baseball. Sucking black joy out of the theater. Like you're the fucking bad guy from Black Panther. Also, weirdly, Lakdawala, her last name, which is like, sounds like fucking Wakanda. You know? Like there's an appropriate date. Like black people were going to be like, March 15th. Just go see the fucking movie, you idiot. Or don't.
Or if you think this, then don't go, but don't tweet it.
I'm a pundit. I need to be a pundit, dude, and also eat almonds during the fucking thing. That's it. And just have my mouth get so dry. Hire me, dude, CNN. I'll come in with a mask on. But yeah, so anyway, sexy guys get it because Idris Elba. It is pretty fucking crazy what's going on in this fucking, in this world. What else happened in the news, dude? Oh shit, I'm on, I forgot I'm in Inked Magazine. I'm on that. Wait, what? Inked Magazine, I'm on Inked Magazine. I think it came out today. They did an interview with me. What's this? What you need to know. What? The White House has advised people not to gather in groups of more than 10? It's amazing Brian Callen can fucking still do his shows. France has banned all family and social gatherings and closed its borders. Okay. Ohio's governor wants to move the state's primary election to June. Yeah. Canada will deny entry to anyone who isn't a citizen or permanent resident. Wow. Wow. Now Juan Fire zoomed in. Now I'm pissed. Man, because he didn't ask me to do it. So that's crazy. White House urges avoid it. Remember, 5 days ago he said it was a hoax. That's great. Wow. 10 people, dude? That's insane. James Bond actress says she has virus. Olga Kirilenko. That's the fucking I want to do. Remember that thing? That was legitness. Who's that fucking girl? Click on her Instagram, dude. Fucking one fire. Oh, yeah. She's fucking sucks, huh? Even sexy people. I told you even sexy people can get it. I'm fucked. Is she Russian or is her last name just that because? You know? Kirilenka? Yeah, she's Russian or Ukrainian, you know? I know what the fucking thing is around the world, dude. If I know it, if you're, it could be Russian or Ukrainian, dude. Don't be like, oh, he's like, it's either Russian or Ukrainian. And it's Ukrainian, obviously, and he just found it out. But he's trying to fucking make himself sound smarter by throwing in the Ukrainian thing. But I know the fucking Ukrainian thing, dude. I know that it, you could be Russian or Ukrainian. Was this the girl in that Tom Cruise movie, Oblivion? I saw that. Anyway, that's not worth saying, but I did. And that's the fucking kind of podcast this is. My back hurts. Fuck yeah, dude. You know, I don't know. I guess we can be done with this podcast. I don't really know what else to say. I hope that you guys are being safe. And I hope you guys are carefully not buying Black Panther tickets for opening weekend. Because you don't want to be the white person sucking Black Joy out of the theater. And... we got to figure out what to do in this country, but don't gather in groups of 10. And even though last night at fucking Disneyland, there were 400,000 people hanging out singing It's a Small World. Cool, you're all going to die. And if your name is Janet Abraham, you're too white. This is the stuff that we've learned. I guess that's it. So you guys can, you know what I'll do? Oh, this is the best, actually. Influencers in the Wild, the Twitter, they tweeted this. This guy's driving by. It's a great account that just finds people in the wild doing influencer shit, which is so cringeworthy. And this guy drives by, takes a video of a girl standing in front of a Austin, Texas sign, and she has a bottle of water or something that she's trying to fucking promote. And look at what, listen to what she says. They catch it so, driving by, they catch it. I'm just really trying to get sponsored by them, and my heart broke. So it's all good that that's the world we live in. So it's all good. But my heart broke, and it's all good. So really felt actually bad for society. So anyway, you can text me at 818-239-7087. I'll be trying to respond to more texts during this quarantine. How about that? You know, we're constantly updating more merch. You know, I don't know what's going on with this. I don't know if shit's going to get pushed back or whatever. It's going to be harder to get the Life Rips hoodie. You go try. T-shirts. My shows and the Netflix festival, they've all been rescheduled. I'll let you know when. You guys are the best. Thanks for listening. And we'll come at you next week with episode 160-something else. 165-something. 160-whatever. 5. And we love you guys. Thanks a lot. And remember, thanks for listening to the self-quarantined episode. Thanks for listening to the coronavirus special. Thanks for listening to the coronavirus self-quarantine special. You guys are great. Congratulations!